The impact of high prices. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The latest Fox News poll finds 47% of those surveyed say they are falling behind financially because of rising prices. That's 4% higher than last quarter and up 20 points from a year ago. 90% of the respondents say gas prices are a problem for their families. President Biden now blaming the oil companies for high gas prices.
The president sent a letter to a handful of oil CEOs, and part of it says the lack of refining capacity and resulting unprecedented refinery profit margins are blunting the impact of the historic actions my administration has taken to address Vladimir Putin's price hike and are driving up costs for consumers. He's also demanding an accounting of exactly why refinery capacity was down after 2020, which does seem to ignore the very basic reality that demand was way down because of COVID.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. For a second day in a row, there's a little relief at the pump. AAA reporting the average price for a gallon of gas has fallen a half cent from yesterday. It's now just under $5.01 a gallon. The Federal Reserve Board hiking interest rates 0.75 percentage point yesterday.
You have to go back to November of 1994 to find an interest rate hike this large, but you have to go back even longer than that, more than 40 years, to find a time when inflation was running this hot. The Fed Chairman Jerome Powell knows that a 0.75 percent hike in the key rate is aggressive, but says it was the right move to make after Friday's disappointing inflation report.
Connell McShane of the Fox Business Network reports the Fed Chairman says interest rate hikes will continue for the rest of the year in an effort to dampen inflation. Wall Street closed higher Wednesday. The Dow gained 303 points, NASDAQ up 270, but early morning Dow futures are trading more than 500 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Less than 2 weeks after reopening, a key baby formula plant in Michigan has been closed again, this time because of heavy rains in southeastern Michigan that flooded parts of the Abbott Labs plant. It could take a couple of weeks to re-sanitize and restart the plant. Its closure in February over possible contamination helped to fuel the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Two American military veterans who volunteered to fight in Ukraine are missing and feared captured by Russian troops. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they're trying to learn the men's whereabouts and bring them home. He added a caution.
We discourage Americans from going to Ukraine and fighting in Ukraine. It is a war zone. It's combat. And if you feel passionate about supporting Ukraine, there's any number of other ways to do that that are safer and just as effective.
The missing men are from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They'd last been seen in the Kharkiv region of Ukraine more than a week ago. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports 239,000 encounters with migrants crossing the southern border illegally in May. That's 2% higher than April and marks four straight months of increases. The man accused of last month's mass shooting in Buffalo, due back in court today.
Peyton Gendron faces 26 federal charges, including 10 counts each of committing a hate crime resulting in death and using a firearm to commit murder. Gendron is accused of killing 10 black Buffalo residents at a neighborhood grocery store and live streaming part of that attack. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland met with grieving family members Wednesday, reportedly telling them that the charges are death penalty eligible, and if Gendron is found guilty, he will discuss that option further with the families. He said the 15 people who logged into Gendron's live stream chat room are also being investigated. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.